This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Veteran law enforcement officer Jack McCann says he will not run for a re-election next year in Craighead County. The 61-year-old McCann said in a statement that, quote, it is simply time to retire. That was after nearly 40 years in law enforcement. McCann began his career with the Jonesboro Police Department in 1973 and became the county's chief deputy in 1997. He was first elected sheriff in 1999 and has been reelected to consecutive terms since then. Dateline Little Rock, where attorneys and advocates will discuss the case of three men set free last week after being convicted in the 1993 killings of three Arkansas Cub Scouts. The Clinton School of Public Service and the Arkansas Times will host the panel Thursday in Little Rock. Damian Echols, Jason Baldwin, and Jesse Miskelly, also known as the West Memphis Three, were freed Friday in an unusual legal maneuver. Newport police are asking the public for help in the stabbing of a Vine Street man last week. Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said if the public knows anything about the stabbing of 70-year-old James Logan Morgan, or if they saw anyone suspicious near his residence around the time of his death, they are asked to contact the Newport Police Department. Your name will be kept confidential. Morgan was stabbed multiple times and found by family members around noon last Friday. Weatherford said Morgan's body has been sent to the state crime lab to verify the cause of death. Morgan was widely known and highly respected as a historian, especially with a history of Newport and Jackson County. Lieutenant Weatherford said so far there has not been an arrest in the case, which is still under active investigation. One of the biggest annual events in Newark is coming Saturday, September 10th. The 17th annual Times and Tradition Festival kicks off with a 10 a.m. parade and is followed by music, and more music. It's a karate contest with cash prizes kicking it off, followed by the White River Hoedown Show featuring Aunt Minnie Miles at 1 p.m. Then comes Kristen Nicole, Bill and Debbie Goodwin, the Super Swine Band, the Cummins Prison Band, Nick Fudge, Ernie Pechtel, the Jokers, and the headliner Highway 101. When the music concludes around 10 p.m., the fireworks begin with one of the largest shows in the state. The festival is also full of food vendors, crafts, and cash drawings. Admission is $6 for an all-day entertainment pass. Age 4 and under will be admitted free. And a portion of the proceeds goes to local children suffering from muscular dystrophy. The TNT, or Times and Traditions Festival, is an event of the Newark Area Chamber of Commerce. And Northwest Arkansas's Regional Airport will hold a grand opening this week for its new $20 million concourse. It'll be unveiled in a ceremony tomorrow evening. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.